We are learning Masechta Shulam Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting the top line of Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, end of the line. Ki Osa Rav Dimi Omar, Boimine Rav Shimon Ben Lakish Rav Yechanan. Shlokish asked the Shav Rav Yechanan, Chol Koy Mevachutz, you have an Eiver Menachai, let's say you have a foot of the animal, you cut it off while it was alive, and you want to roast it and eat it now. Now, what's the Shav? The Shav is Yechayiv Malkus if you split it. We'll see in a second. So he says, if before you ate it, you cut it in half, now it's two different pieces, there's not enough basar of kezayis here, your chiyuv here is out eating the whole entire aver. So what happens if you eat half the aver and then another half aver, or b'kedei achilas pras, eating it right after another. But you split it up before you ate it. Now, omalei potter. Now what will be a tzadya potter? So Rashi explains, the tzadya potter is like this, divrei maskil mahu. All shurim we say that's mistarf. Usually, if someone has eaten something in Yom Kippur that he's chay for, he eats a piece of nevela. If he eats two halves of it, a kazayis, within a certain amount of time, it's mistarf. So maybe here also, I don't know. Even the chiddushu, the whole gidim v'atzom is the amal lemechayv leu. Even the chay is a chiddush, because usually gidim v'atzom is not something you chayv on. So here, v'halcha mechayev, ve'ema ein lecha bo'el chedushoy. Only if you eat it v'asachas, as a ever, is it osur, but l'chatzo I'm not. That's the question. And the Gemara says, yes, amalei. So Rebbe says, yeah, potter, taka potter. What about mebefnim? What about it was already in your mouth, and then you only swallowed it in two halves, after it was in your mouth already? Mai, amalei, chayev. He says, that case already a chayev. So he said that v'halcha mechutz, that's already... You have to eat it as one. But if it's in your mouth already, then it splits your chayv. We'll see why in a second. He also, Rav and Amah, Cholkem Mechutz Potter, Mefnim Rabbi Yechon Amah Chayv, Rishlokesh Potter. He had a little different version. And if he has version, Rishlokesh Taka says, even if you split it in your mouth, Mefnim, in your mouth, it's Potter. And the explanation is like this. Rabbi Yechon Amah Chayv, Harei Negroinoi. Because you go with the Hana of your throat. And you put the whole thing in as a kazayis. It was nena b'kazayis. It just went down into your stomach as two parts. That's fine. As long as on potter, achila b'meyav bina. You need achila b'meyav v'leka. And you don't have that because it came down in two parts. El Rav Shimon Melokish, heichem shkachas lo n'machayiv. How is it possible yichayiv? Om Rav Kahana begur miso zirta. It's a certain thin bone that you can't even chew. The only way to get it down is by swallowing it whole. And that's the only time you chayiv even menachayiv. According to Rosh Lakish, is only if you swallow this whole limb as one. You swallow the whole limb as one because he holds it has to be achila b'meyav b'inon. You have to have a gnaw in the stomach. The achila is in the stomach. That's when it's chal, the shame achila. Then what it's called eating is when it goes down into your meyav, and there has to be a whole kazayis because ein bo'el chadusha. Just like they both agree that cholkem b'chutz is not considered chayiv because it has to be a whole aver. So the same thing is also when you eat it and it comes down into the stomach. It has to be as one big piece, one full aver. Talking more of either, Rabbi Elazar Omer, afilu cholkem mechutz na mechayiv. He argues the whole thing. He says, even if you split it before you eat it, avad yechayiv. Why? Mechutz kreva lav kemechutz ma'is dami. That it's not attached, but it's just like there's two separate pieces, is not called that's not here. It's lavka mechus ma'is dami. But it's mashma, I'm sorry if it's m'dayik from Rashi and from the Gemara, that let's say they put in front of you only a half a kazayis, and you ate it. And then a second later, someone brought another half a kazayis, then everyone will agree to takiya potter. That definitely will not be a tzir. It definitely has different characteristics than a regular isser. It has to be eaten as one. But Rabbi Loza's timing, even when I split it, when I'm eating the kazayis as one, mechusa kreva, because it's not attached anymore, doesn't make it like a mechusa ma'isa dami, and avada, you are chayiv. So the landing, we have three shittas really. We have Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shlokesh, and Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Shlokesh is the most kuladik. The only time you're chayiv, you eat an entire bone at once. Rabbi Yechon says, if you put the whole thing into your mouth, and you had none of the kazayis at once, you're chayiv already. And Rabbi Loza says, even cholkum mechutz, even that, is enough to be chayiv. As long as, like the Chassam Sefer says, it's in front of you, then you're chayiv. Talk to Maravite. Om Mishim Malakash. Kezayish Amru. And now this next Gemara is talking about all over Shas. All over the Torah, when it's Issa Kezayis, this is included, which includes also even Menachai, Kamavuy and Rashi, but includes all the Surim. Armashim Malakash, Kazayas, Amru, Chutz Mishal Ben Hashnaim. When we say Kazayas, we mean we don't count what's between your teeth. That means someone ate exactly a Kazayas, and he ate most of it, but a little bit lined up between his teeth. So, that is not, you're not chayav for the kazayis, because you didn't eat a full kazayis. Some was less between your teeth. So Shlaka says, kazayis amru chutz mishal bein hashnayim, that you don't count what's left between your teeth. Rabbi Yechon amru af im bein hashnayim, you even count what's between your teeth. Now Rav Papa says, it's not exactly how you think this machlokes. Amru Rav Papa, but mishal bein hashnayim, if it's really between your teeth, the kuli amru lepligi, everyone agrees you're not chayav. You have to have either hanoas groinoi, which means hana in your throat or hana in your stomach. If it's between your teeth, you never ate it. No, it's sad. No, it's going means that you have a hana in your throat when it goes down your mouth. Right before you swallow. The taste is not in your teeth. Someone puts it on your mouth.
Huh?
Not the juice. The actual food going down your throat. That's where the most taste is. And between your teeth doesn't work. So, Beinstein, the Kuli Amalei Pligi, it's not counted. Ki Pligi, Beinachanichayim. But between the tonsils, that means it's already past your teeth. It's in your throat, and then some get stuck over there. So there, Rabbi Yechon hold chayiv from stuck with potter. Ma'asav have a nana groin, are a nana groinoy because ice. The ma'asav your throat was nana because ice, and therefore you chayiv. Ma'asav achila b'meyav binon. You need hana asmeyav need hana in the stomach. That's what you need, hana in the stomach. That's the machlekes here. It is the gabich iser. This is called iser lavin. Iser lavin is a kazayis. Is a nas growing enough to be aser, or you need a achilas meyav? Agav, the person speaking about it, when it comes to benching, you have to have achilas meyav because here it says v'chalto v'savato. You have to be full, and that's definitely totally in meyav. But here it's totally in eating and taste. That Rabbi Yechon holds that groinoy is chayiv. So if therefore even not everything goes down into the meyav, into the stomach, still you can be chayiv according to Rabbi Yechon. So he says no, the entire kazayis has to go into the stomach. So I think Gemara Vayta, Amar of Asi Amar Yechonon, Ochal chati zayis ve'kiyoy. Someone ate half a zayis and then he threw it up. Because of ochal chati zayis acher, ate another chati zayis chayiv. This is Rabbi Yechon shita. My time are nana groinoi bekazayis. Lemaisa, his groin was nana bekazayis because he had to have kazayis. Even though the first one he threw up, so what? The fear is because you have to have nas meyav yavi potter. But according to Yechon, he be chayiv. Agav, Rashi speaks out that lechayra, this case where he ate half a kazayis bekiyah and another half a kazayis, he's saying b'shem Rabbi Yechonon that yechayiv. I'm assuming this is also by gira nasha. This does not stem with what we said before. We said before that if you split up a chutz and you eat it half a half, you're not chayiv. So this Gemara, Rav Asi, is not like the Gemara before. Rashi Demaska, Rei Nana, speaks this out. Rei Nana groina betam shnei chatzi zesim. V'hoder Rav Asi, pliga de Rav Dimi v'rovim, da'amur la'el mishrei de Rav Yechonon, cholkum achutz potter. This Rav Asi is not like Rav Dimi and Rovim before. Okay. Boim v'Rav Lozom, Rav Asi, so Rav Lozom asked Rav Asi, let's say he ate half a zayis, he threw it up, and he ate the same half a zayis, mahu. So here the shaila is, umaisi has a nas groino of antarik zayis. So more wants to know, what's the shaila? Maikum aboyle, he have an equal level equal. Is your shaila, we look at something that he threw up. That thing that he vomited, is vomit considered food or just garbage? Is that the shayla? So then you don't have to clarify shayla like that. You clarify shayla about kazayis also. It's like kazayis. You can clarify shayla about kazayis. You know what the case is? He ate a kazayis. You warned him. It's chayiv malchus. And then he ate the vomit again. And you warned him. May chayiv two malchus. So you don't have to clarify shayla about kazayis if the shayla is equal or not. So that must be a shayla. So what is a shayla? Ella, ibasa groina zin or basa meyav zinan. His question was, basically, this question really, this is Yechon Mishlokas. Do you go basa groinoi? Then you have two half a zesim because you ate the vomit. The vomit's not equal, and therefore you have two half a zesim. Or you have to have a nas meyav. You only have half zayis total. You don't have only the second one, so you have. So that was a shiloh. So Tifshleim Rav Asi. So why isn't it, if Rav Loz is asking Rav Asi to Shaila, learn that from the Rav Asi himself. Rav Asi said, Och chazayis v'kiyah, and yet another half a chazayis. So then you chayiv. So tomorrow, if that's the Shaila, Tifshleim Rav Asi himself, the Rav Asi says that we go basa ha'na'as groinoi. So the Gemara explained like this. Avadi, you can learn out from that Rav Asi. So just Rav Elazar is trying to remind Rav Asi something. Rav Asi, Gemara Ikale. Rav Asi forgot exactly what the memra was. And when he said over the memra, he said, and he heard this from Rav Yechanan, because Rav Elazar saw Rav Asi discussing this Rav Yechanan. So Rav Asi just said that if someone eats a kazayis and vomits it, and then takes another half a kazayis, he chayiv. And Rav Elazar is trying to remind him, even if the same one is chayiv, if we ask him in the derech shayla. So Rav Asi, Gemara Yekalei, V'asi Rav Elazar led Kurei, V'ach Kamalei, Loma li chat zayis achar, why do you not have a zayis? But Leim Amar B'didei, Clare the shayla with it itself. The ikala mashmane tarati, because you can learn that if you declare the shayla with the same vomit that you're eating, the same thing that he's vomited, so then you're learning out two things from that. Shemina mene lav equal. First, you're learning from there, if you're saying a chayiv, that's not considered equal. Vishamina mene, dare nena groinoi bikazayis. You're also learning from there, dare nena groinoi bikazayis. That you're having ana from the, that you go basa ana as groin and ana as meav. So ishtik v'le oma loy v'le midi. So when Rav Elazar told us Rav Asi, why don't you say it even by half his eyes? Which you learn two things. And Rav Asi was quiet. So Rav Elazar tells Rav Asi, didn't you say this a bunch of times before Rav Yechanan? And he answered you, that means both these cases, Rav Yechanan already told you, that you chayiv. So that means either if you eat another half as ayis, or you eat the same half as ayis that you vomited, you're going to be chayiv for Rabbi Yechonon, because everything goes basa anoas groinoi. According to Rosh Lakish, not. Because according to Rosh Lakish, you go basa anoas meyav. So dafka for Rabbi Yechonon, you're going to be chayiv for both the anoas, for both half as ayis, even though just anoas groinoi. Hadin aloch perek gira anosha, b'li nadar.